Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Ali Quorum and Ed Carson here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Tuesday, April 16th, where we're still below some key levels for the major indexes, but we aren't suffering too much additional damage at this point, Ed, even with some comments from Fed Chair Powell. We'll get into all that, but what stocks are we going to be checking in on?
I want to take a look at a few stocks that are acting fairly well. See Limited, DraftKings, and Datadog.
Okay, we'll get to those stocks, but first let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ today down about 0.1% by session's close, while the S&P 500 was down 0.2%. The Russell 2000 down about 0.25% today. Looks like it's climbing off lows. And we had the Dow closing positive today, up about 0.2% is what I'm seeing after the closing bell here, Ed. So we could take a look at the NASDAQ and start there because we did get that major day yesterday, undercutting various levels, the 50-day line, the 16,000 price level, also a downside reversal bar we were keeping close tabs on from earlier in April. So down more today, but it's not like we're seeing a continuation of a waterfall decline yet, at least.
Not yet. Yeah, yesterday's was really ugly. I mean, things didn't get worse today, I guess, is what you'd say. And there was some good action by leading stocks. But yeah, this was the third downside reversals, you know, including that March 8th. So just over a month, we've had some pretty nasty sell-offs in that regard. And, you know, generally you look down, you see the pink days have higher volume than the blue days in the last several weeks. And it's just, that's just not a great situation. So it seems weaker under the surface, even though we're not that far from record highs. I mean, honestly, we don't want to make too much of it. But yeah, so that was disappointing. Fed Chief Powell today, you know, said, well, yeah, we haven't made much progress on inflation, which sort of seems obvious in the last couple of months. But he had not been saying that. In fact, even just a couple of weeks ago, saying, no, I still see generally some progress, you know, sort of shrugging off some of the stuff. So he basically is now seems to be, you know, conceding, yeah, there's going to be even fewer rate cuts. The odds just keep on getting priced out. So yeah. But the market doesn't seem to be priced. It sort of shrugged that off.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess your expectation after yesterday's session and those kinds of comments might be a little bit more selling. But like you said, it's not like this comes as a surprise to the market, just the fact that it's something new that he is saying. So do you think that the market is potentially pricing in fewer and fewer rate cuts, Ed, at least in the foreseeable future?
I mean, now July seems to be, they're starting to price out July. There's odds or one solid, you know, rate cut and maybe another, but it's like, it's just not nearly what people were expecting. I think that, I mean, we'll get to the treasury yield, but I mean, that's a big, big reason. The 10-year treasury yield basically fell like 120 basis points or so. I'm not sure, something roughly from the October long-term high to that low at the end of the year. It's retraced like over two-thirds, nearly three-quarters of that. I mean, and the Fed was going to cut rates three times. Markets were expecting six or seven. Now, I mean, so the big tailwinds have become either headwinds or certainly not tailwinds anymore. And that's just something fundamental beyond all the Mideast fears, beyond, you know, this or that. The things that were making us go are not how making us go anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. And I guess it's interesting because we do have a stronger economy, right? So, or signals of a stronger economy. So there's less of a rush there. And, you know, maybe the market is, and you know more about all this econ stuff than me, econ Ed, but maybe, you know, if we really can control inflation, maybe there's a fear that we do try to cut rates too quickly and we don't actually get inflation under control, which maybe would be worse in the long run.
Yeah. And Fed, you know, Chief Powell, like a year and a half ago, back when he was sort of hawkish, made that point. He made it clear. I don't want the, you know, back in the 70s, inflation would start coming down. And the Fed would say, okay, we'll ease off the pressure a bit and inflation would ramp back up. So Powell doesn't want to do that. And so it just navigating here for a few months, it looked like everything was perfect. We're getting inflation down. We're not going to have a recession. We're going to get rate cuts. Everything's great. That's really hard to manage. So the Fed would be happy if we have no recession and keeps rates higher for a little while longer.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's just take a quick look at the other major indexes. Here's the S&P. Similar picture here, also below its 50-day line for a second session in a row. Like the NASDAQ, it seems like perhaps the next level to test would be the 5,000 level for the S&P. And then taking a look at small caps, Ed, what are your thoughts on this deterioration? I mean, it makes sense. We do know that small cap stocks do have greater sensitivity to rising rates.
Yeah, there's that. And, you know, what's did pretty well today was some of these AI stocks, some mega caps either rose or held their ground. And small caps are small, and they're not many AI names in there. So that's just a tough road for mm-hmm. that situation. It's been a pretty rough few weeks here. That looks a lot worse than the NASDAQ, that's for sure.
Right, exactly. We're back below 2,000. We're coming down to that 40-week line. We're still 2.7% above that level, but that potentially another level that could get tested if we continue to see this deterioration. And now, Ed, something that we want to take a look at is NASDQ in our market surge charts, because we have some different indicators that we like looking on this page. And one of those is a short-term overbought, oversold oscillator. And so it does look like we are in that oversold territory.
Yeah, so this isn't updated for today. I don't expect much change, given that the market really didn't go a whole lot. But yeah, we're right down at the lowest levels in quite a while. You can always get more oversold. And if the yields surge, or if we have a wider Mideast war, you can get a lot more oversold. So that's not some guarantee that we're going up. But it's something to note. It's just something that there you could see a bounce. You know, some of the sentiment gauges are getting a little negative. So those are things that could, you know, be positive. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to be concerned. This is something where you might also just be ready. Also, if you're thinking, I'm going to short this market, well, this may not be the right time either. You could easily see a snapback, even if it's only temporary.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's take a look at SMH, because we're going to start getting some pretty big chip sector earnings reports here soon, Ed.
Yeah, we get ASML tomorrow morning, then we get Taiwan Semi Thursday morning. Those are both big names in the index. You know, it bounced a little bit today. Obviously, needs to make more progress. This was encouraging as opposed to some of the other moves in the indexes, holding that 50-day line, but needs to get higher than that before you'd. And there's a lot of stocks that you'd like to see some progress to in this sector before you do anything with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So right there at the 50-day line, testing the 10-week line. We'll have to see what the rest of the week brings. Potentially a lot of moves in the chip sector. We just don't know which direction yet. So We'll have to see what happens with that. And then here's a look at IGV. This is the software sector. You know, for a while, it was leading the charge since the November follow-through day. And then a couple months ago, we started noting this waning relative strength, but at least it was, you know, holding the lows in the base. Now we're below that and trying to hold this 80 level here up on the day, but definitely, you know, round tripping a lot of the gains over the last couple of months here, Ed.
Yeah, and we've had some blow-ups like Adobe, and yesterday Salesforce tumbled on some news, and earnings season is coming up. There's definitely been some big losers in this. It hasn't been just a steady situation. So yeah, definitely need to see a lot of repair work in this sector.
Yeah. Okay. But we'll see what earnings season brings. Let's go to C. This is ticker SE, which you noted early on in the session, Ed, during IABD Live. A nice upside reversal right at that 50-day line, a gain of almost 7%, heavy volume. So what's not to like here?
Well, I mean, one, you'd like the market to be a little better. But yeah, it was a real nice move here. The relative strength line isn't at a new high, but it's the high above short-term levels, at least. You know, this is sort of forming like a mini double bottom. That high from a week or so ago, that is above the midpoint of this consolidation. It's too short to be a double bottom, but you could use it as sort of an early entry or somewhat if it came to that. that JP Morgan had positive comments to say about this Southeast Asian. It's CE Limited, Southeast Asia. It's, you know, Singapore based, but throughout a lot of Southeast Asia. Made some positive comments about Indonesia for this company, this, you know, e-commerce and gaming company. So yeah, this one has made some big moves. There was some strong volume you can see on the weekly. On the daily, there was these ANS indicators, which is another symbol of these high volume gains. So, you know, that could be something positive here. A lot of fundamentals look strong. So we'll just have to see. This is also one, though, as that weekly chart show, it can go up really strongly. It can also go down really fast. So yeah, it's just something that to be aware of. This is not a low beta stock. This one's going to swing all around.
Yeah, exactly. Beta of almost 1.7 here. But finding support where you'd like to see it. So, and it's a former leader in that, COVID time. So, yeah, taking a look at this monthly chart definitely gives you some additional perspective of this stock trying to turn around, but definitely a bullish day-to-day and bullish last couple of months for this stock. So
absolutely.
We'll continue to keep tabs on it. Next on our list, we want to take a look at DKNG. This is DraftKings holding also right where you'd like to see it and definitely bucking the market weakness up 2.8%, Ed.
Yeah, so that's nice to hold here. It's sort of just below the top of this prior consolidation around 45.62. So you'd like it to get above that. And also there's a sort of a downward sloping trend line. Like maybe it's forming another base, or maybe it's just you use the 10-week line. So right around those same levels, you can imagine if it gets to say 46, 47, it would probably be flashing some signals there. The RS line has done reasonably well. It's sort of holding near these highs after a strong uptrend. Earnings are in a couple of weeks, so something to note. And this is a big year. I mean, depending how you measure it, like, yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be shifting towards profitability supposedly this year. So that would be a big deal. Obviously, you know, there's been a lot of stuff on, you know, so every once in a while, something negative comes out on gaming or a competition, but mm-hmm. it's weathered that. I mean, but it also something to note, there's that. There was an, you know, all there have been situations where it sells off hard. So, you know, you do have to be paying attention to it, but this is holding up pretty darn well in the current market.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what do we want to be focusing on now? Stocks that are holding above rising 50-day lines. I feel like that's a good place to look for potential ideas. What we do if and when we see the market get back on its feet. All right, let's round things out with a look at Datadog, which is right around a 50-day line here, holding in a base. And it looks like it's going to be reporting earnings the same day as DraftKings in about 16 days from now.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's some near rivals that already report before it. I'm not sure there's so many that come in. There's going to be a bunch of software names that report before Datadog. You know, last week's high or you know, Friday's high, or you know, that could be a potential early entry, sort of a quasi handle or some such if we get above it. You know, this is trying to buck the software trend. We'll see. I mean, there's a few names that are, and the relative strength line is improving. I'm sure it'll be really improving versus IGV or the software group, but we'll see. So let's see if that can get above there. It's not there yet. This one could easily break down. There's been a lot of software names that have looked interesting. Hey, and then they've fallen apart in the last week. This one is not, which is nice. But like all these other things, you really want the market to get going. It's really hard. I mean, there's always some stocks that are going to buck the trend and really buck it, but it's just hard to do that. You really want the market to be on your side.
Yeah. Well said, Ed. All right. Well, thank you so much. And give us a quick preview of what we can expect Friday morning on Earnings Cheat Sheet, your new show with Alexis.
Yeah, we're going to try to look at a lot of names. There's a lot of big names like Microsoft and Tesla. We're going to take a look at some of those and, you know, what to look for with those earnings reports and what it means for the market. So this upcoming week in earnings is the biggest week, I think, of the season.
Yeah, exactly. So very important for traders to watch our Earnings Cheat Sheet show dropping Friday. And you can watch that at investors.com/videos Friday morning or throughout the weekend, as well as on our YouTube channel. So be sure to check that out for great insights from Ed and Lexi. All right, everyone, that is it for today, but we'll see you back tomorrow morning on IABD Live, investors.com/IABD Live for all the details on that. We'll see you there. And then we'll also see you right back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.